All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at Bellator 282, which transpires on June the 24th. We have Aaron Jeffrey and Fabio Aguiar getting out there in a middleweight bout, and happy to be talking to Aaron ahead of what serves as his promotional debut. How's the day going so far there, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm just kind of wondering when this initially, you know, got on your radar here. I imagine you were quite excited. I think I saw a Reddit post going on that was saying you'd signed an exclusive multi-fight contract. I believe February 11th was when that kind of first got out there. But when were you first made privy of that agreement?
Right around that time. I fought right at the end of January, I think January 29th, and it was probably like a week or 10 days after that. So, right around when you would have seen it, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean, this seemed like it was right in line with something you were looking for, because when we were last talking ahead of your previous CFFC, you know, title fight there and everything like that, you were describing your situation as like you were kind of in a bit of a rough spot, and Bellator was a promotion you indicated as like something that could resemble like a great sort of like, you know, path to direct yourself to. So I imagine on that level you were quite ecstatic about the whole thing.
For sure, man. They're one of the big organizations that people are trying to get into, so I'm pumped to be there.
Yeah, and just in terms of like the specific opponent coming up here, is this like someone you've had on your radar for a little bit? Is this kind of just like someone you've been like ramping up a bit of tape study on as just the fight gets closer and kind of your coaches checking that stuff out? Like, he's got a couple fights under the, you know, Bellator banner there. Like, what have you maybe seen in some tape study you're doing, or maybe in what your coaches are doing in terms of like what his, you know, skill set is, like what some of his better tools might be in your estimation?
He seems to be pretty well-rounded. He's got a ton of fights, right? He's got 20 pro fights. He's had a couple fights in Bellator. He's got a good record. He's a tough guy. He's well-rounded. He looks decent on the feet. It looks like he can wrestle a little bit, too. So I kind of just do my own thing. I just keep training hard, focused on everything, kind of put more focus into what I do well as a fighter rather than focusing on my opponent.
Yeah, and I mean, you've been training in some stellar spaces. I mean, NTT being like the more localized kind of base gym, but also I've known you to get in some work at Syndicate MMA in past. But it seems like, you know, Sanford is like the new kind of space for you there. Like, what's the dynamic there with Sanford? How long has that been going on for? Is that last camp kind of like your first go around there in relatively recent times?
Yeah, so right after my fight in January, I was actually just going to go for a little vacation down to Florida, and one of my buddy's dads had a place down there, so we were just going to go chill for a week and kind of get some nice weather and whatever, and I decided to check out the gym while I was there, and I ended up loving it and stayed for a month. That was in February, and then I just went back last month for about 4 weeks again.
Yeah, and getting in work with some stellar people. I mean, I saw you getting in work with Ong La on Song, who's just a stellar fighter, but also a very nice guy. It seems like you guys have, like, a fun, playful kind of rapport with each other.
Yeah, he's awesome, man. He's definitely one of the good guys in the sport, like, probably one of the nicest human beings I've ever met. He's great.
Yeah, similar body type, too, I would think. I imagine getting in work with those, like, good, like, middleweight kind of body types, and especially guys who are at that, like, world stage proven kind of level. I imagine you know, enjoy that aspect of it too. I mean, no shortage of great people regardless of weight category at Sanford, but I imagine that's something you're enjoying, just kind of assessing where you're at on the global scale kind of.
Yeah, exactly. The week that I was leaving, I mean, the whole time I was there, there was lots of bodies, but I think that week that I was leaving, there was probably like 15 middleweights at the gym, like UFC, Bellator, ONE FC. So yeah, it's a very high level gym.
Yeah, and a little bit of the Canadian connectivity there, and then a little Marc-Andre Barriol action there. I thought that was kind of neat. Probably, you know, something to remind you of home a little bit, having some of the compatriots kind of coming out there to hone their skills too. I think also Jesse Arnett has kind of come through there a bit.
Yeah, me and Barriol got lots of work. He's a good guy. I've trained with him lots over the past few years, so it's good to see him when I go down there too.
Yeah, no doubt. Some great stuff there for sure. But I mean, I know your brother has historically been like a big fan of your MMA pursuits and kind of got you into it. Like, what was his kind of reaction when all that went down?
When the Bellator stuff went down, you mean?
yeah, it's when the initial signing to Bellator took place there.
Yeah, he's fun, man. He's texting me about it all the time. He actually just bought his tickets today. He texted me telling me he's so fired up. He's like sitting real close to the cage. It sounds like he's almost more excited than I am for this.
Yeah, for sure. So I imagine, is he going to be going out to check out the fight in person? Is he going to be more kind of checking it out at home with the fam? Like, what's the dynamic with that?
Oh, he's going to be there. Him and his wife and my mom and my girlfriend are all coming down to Connecticut to watch.
Oh, that'll be a fun time. So is there some kind of like vacation kind of component for them, like into it? Are they going to be hanging out a bit after the fight time sort of deal as well?
I think they're just there for the weekend and, I probably won't even really see them that much because obviously I got my fight week shit going on and whatever. I'll see them a bit that day. But then I have a wedding the next day, so I'm going to be up and out of there bright and early the next morning.
Yeah, just getting back to it, just getting back to NTT and kind of honing the skills and all that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess the hustle can't stop. You got to work for that Compliments Root Beer sponsorship, it seems like.
Doing my best. No reply from Compliments yet, though.
I was going to say, I think once they see the pristine lettuce there and everything like that, I feel like they're pretty much forced into getting that going. I mean, with the Bellator, too, I think that could work in your favor, too, embolden the cause a little more.
You'd think so, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, like I mentioned, you're mostly working at Sanford as of late, but it seemed like you had a good kinship with, like, you know, Sean Strickland when you were out in the Las Vegas area more so. Have you been able to train with him more so in recent times?
No, I haven't seen him since last year when I left Vegas. I think that was, like, late September, October. Haven't been back there since.
Would there be plans to go there in the future, or maybe thinking Sanford will be the primary, you know, cross training space, you know, from here on out?
No, I'll go back to Vegas for sure. I have lots of good friends there, like teammates. I've been there a couple times, and I really like it there too. I like driving everywhere, and Sanford's a bit closer for that, but I'll definitely be back over to Vegas in the future.
Yeah, you love to see it, no doubt. And obviously, like, very early on in the Bellator kind of run here, but I'm kind of wondering, like, if you're eyeballing any certain people within that middleweight hierarchy, just because, you know, the skill set you bring to the table. I'm kind of wondering, like, just, you know, I mean, I imagine you'll be looking for, like, a ranked opponent sooner rather than later. So have you been kind of, like, eyeballing and assessing the hierarchy at middleweight there?
Not yet, man. You got to think of one fight at a time, right? I got a tough guy in front of me in a few weeks there, so just focus on that, and then once I come out with the win, we'll see what happens after.
Yeah, for sure. That's all you can really do. And I'm kind of, you know, I mentioned NTT a couple times in the chat. It seems like there's like a real, you know, leveling up. Like, it seems like each time I've been talking to you, there's that incremental, just everyone building on what's going on sort of thing. Like with Jazz getting ready for her sophomore UFC fight, and then T-Shay kind of getting into that CFFC, you know, promotion like you did. And he had his debut effort recently that was victorious. Like, what's the general, you know, sentiment in the gym?
Yeah, it's good, man. Like you said, everyone's leveling up. We have a ton of high-level guys. I think we're finally kind of putting our gym on the map with Jazz in the UFC, like you said, T-Shay, CFFC. We have, like, a lot of other up-and-coming guys. I'm in Bellator now. Mike Malott's been training here with us. He's in the UFC, too. So, yeah, I think we're making a name for ourselves.
Yeah, and hopefully Bellator can get some sort of Canadian action going on in a little bit, because, like, I remember back in the day they had those, like, Rama Ontario cards there and everything like that, but it seems like it's been quite a while since they've been through. Would that be something cool for you? Like, I know you've had, like, certain localized fights with, like, BTC earlier in your career and stuff like that. Would that be cool to see manifest under the Bellator banner at some point?
For sure, man. That'd be amazing. Everyone loves fighting at home.
Yeah, that's fair. I think some fighters, too, though, that I've talked to are almost, like, stressed and, like, they're preferring to be in that certain role of, like, the away player almost. So that's cool that you feel emboldened by the crowd and all that.
Yeah, there's definitely, like, ups and downs to it. You're going to have more friends and family there, which kind of is a bit of added pressure, but there's no travel. You're comfortable with where you are. So, yeah, there's pros and cons for sure.
No doubt, man. And I'm just kind of wondering, because, like, you've been really great with your time, and always fun getting to and talk to you ahead of the big fights and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm just wondering if you have anything to add as a parting thought as we're kind of, you know, wrapping up here, man.
Yeah, well, thanks again for having me on. It's always always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's going to be a great fight coming up here when Fabio Aguiar gets out there in the cage against Aaron Jeffrey, and people can check that out at Bellator 282 on June the 24th. And yeah, again, to reiterate, thanks for coming on the show, man, and yeah, you have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, man. You too.